This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Finally back. Don't think I haven't noticed I haven't been here. I've noticed. But very pleased to tell you that I am coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, finally again, after... And we'll talk about all of that tomorrow, because I got a full plate ahead of you. Full plate ahead of you, and we're going to kick it off with the guys from Arbalest Quarrel, Stephen DeAngeli, Roger Katz. Good evening, guys.
Good evening, Bill.
So, are we going to talk about Cuomo and his plans to conquer the world?
Well, I think we should start with that. As you know, we've been looking at how New York State will serve as an example, not only of what could go wrong in the state of New York, but actually for our nation, if a guy like Andrew Cuomo gets to remain in his position as governor and actually has aspirations to become president, and should, God forbid, he actually get elected. So I think it's a pretty timely topic. I think the big question is, why is it important to vote? What could happen if we don't vote and vote right? And we use this example of Governor Cuomo, and it perplexes me that he really doesn't have a real challenger so far. Why can't we get a Republican, a conservative Republican, a person who believes in the Second Amendment, the First Amendment, our Bill of Rights, our Constitution, everything that we stand for, run against this guy? So, the answer is yes. Bill, with your permission,
let me ask you a question regarding a challenger, if I might. Now, I'm not talking about any of the people out there. I'm talking about a serious conservative. A lot of Republican politicians are only too happy to simply look at a region or a state and say, we can't possibly win that one, so let's not waste our time and money going there. Is that what is happening in New York State?
I think so. And you know what? You beat me to it. You met Lucy, my wife. Sometimes we were walking and she mentioned something. And I said, I was just thinking of that. She said, yeah, but I said it first.
Right.
So you said it first, Bill. I was sitting here with my friend and we're at the kitchen table here in the outskirts of the city where we enjoyed a day. And my friend Vinny and his wife and his daughter are here. And Lucy, we're all listening and partaking in your great program.
Oh,
and thank you very much for the opportunity. And we were asking that very question. Why are there no real challenges? Are we becoming complacent where we are defeatists already? We're going to not even try and hurt this guy as bad as possible or get the right person elected. We haven't lost yet. What's the problem? So that, I think, is the problem. We have not lost, and we could beat this guy. In fact, in the 2014 election for governor in New York State, only 3,356,687 people voted.
So less than half of New York City voted.
Well, that's one of the problems. I mean, New York City, Buffalo, the big cities where you have entitlement programs and these people want their entitlements and
sure.
The Democrats are the first ones to give it to them, where they're anti-gun and anti-everything we stand for, pro-immigration. But you know what? Then there's the rest of the state. And that's what we need to do. And not only in New York State, but all states, your state, Hawaii, all the states, every single state, we have not lost. We have to fight.
Well, let me ask you a question, simply because, a lot of people come to me and they say, well, Bill, do you watch Fox News? And the answer to that is no. because I look at Fox News and I look at the people on Fox News and I realize that these are New York residents for the most part, which there's nothing wrong with being a New York resident, but I sort of term these people as a Northeastern Republican, which if you take them out of that Northeastern region, if you take them out, and, you know, of course, with the exception of you, Mr. DeAndrelli.
I'd be lucky you said that. I'll come right down there and you'd have to watch yourself, pal.
But, I mean, these people that are out there trying to be the opinion shapers are, if they come to, say, I don't know, Alabama, they are leftists. They're Democrats. And I think part of the problem is that you have, there's no real discerning, there's no stark difference philosophically amongst the politicians that might run. And there's, you don't have a Donald Trump type person willing to run in the state of New York to try to right that ship. Fair?
Well, I'll agree with you, and there's your answer right in your question. Let's get one, and let's get one soon, and let's get one in every other state, including your southern states, where you have a lot of northerners moving down, ruining it. All right? Let's find that person, and let's give Roger a chance now. I know he's itching to answer this conversation, but you're 100% right, and my answer is let's find another Donald Trump to run for governor and to run for senator and to run for mayor and get this guy de Blasio out and all these guys that are ruining our state and in every other state where they exist as well. Roger, what do you think?
Roger, you got three minutes. Go.
Okay.
3 minutes, Roger.
Roger,
only 3 minutes.
It's one thing to find someone to run. It's another thing to basically get that individual's face and his message before the media. In working on this article regarding Cuomo, obviously the media is all over it. And clearly the New York Times and liberal press around the country will always support any liberal. Actually, this guy is going really far off the deep end. And when I was doing the research, Stephen and I, it becomes clear that this guy, Cuomo, is not simply an individual who happens to have a liberal philosophy that he envisioned for New York and if he were president of the United States, God forbid, he would basically impose that on the entire country. But what we have is something much more serious, and that has to do with the fact that the guy is absolutely corrupt. He's one of the three amigos. When I first heard that, I thought it was a joke. It really is a joke. It's something that he and the Speaker of the Assembly and the Senate Majority Leader and the Senate, those are the three, the triumvirate, if you will, that rule New York. Now, one of them's in prison. The other one is out, apparently, waiting on his appeal, and then you have Cuomo himself. And Cuomo is really the one that we have to be most concerned about. These other two, Skelos and Silver, are basically simply lackeys, really, of Cuomo. But who is Cuomo, really? What does he stand for? And that's what we should really talk about. Because
before you get into that, we're coming up on the break. Before you get into describing Cuomo and everything, because I have a dream, people. I have a dream. Ladies and gentlemen, I have a dream. Stephen DeAndrelli has offered to buy me a Kobe beef steak in New York. And when I go to New York to get that steak, I want to walk around the streets of New York strapped. And to do that, there's a couple of things we got to make happen. So that's why we're always doing this. But coming up next, more with the guys from Arbless Quarrel and the scourge that is the governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise@gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Standing up for what's right, helping out when things go wrong, raising our voices alone or together, seeking the truth and speaking our minds, not just making records, but breaking them, fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field, seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Hey, Dave. You in for golf this weekend?
Oh, I can't. I promised I'd find a plumber to fix a sink and a painter to paint
this. Just use Angie's List.
Doesn't that cost money?
Not at all. It's free to find pros in your area who can do the work. You can even read ratings and reviews from other customers.
What about roofing pros?
Angie's List has pros for everything. And to save time, they'll even match you to the best pros for the job.
Oh, that's awesome. Looks like I'll be able to play after all.
Find the best pros for your next project at AngiesList.com.
Radio studio. This is Lock and Load. I am talking tonight. Well, we're kicking off with the guys from Arbalest Quarrel. Let me do this real quick. This is a video that is in the web, that is in the article that is at Ammo Land from Arbalest Quarrel. This is, let me make sure this is all going to actually make noise. This is actually a segment from Sean Hannity's show, which I don't necessarily like to advertise somebody else, but whatever.
New York becomes the first state in the nation to pass a gun control law in the wake of the Sandy Hook
school shooting. Well, that doesn't sound good at all. Let's not do that then. Where did you find that at, Roger?
Where did I find? Actually, I didn't. That is probably you'd have to ask Freddie at Ammo.
Yeah.
But
Freddie, let me see if I can make that work while you're talking. You go ahead. You were about to tell us. You were about to describe the man for us.
We're talking about Cuomo, and we're talking about what he represents for this country. Well, let's first begin with one clear fact. Cuomo is a corrupt individual. He's as corrupt, if not more so, than Skelos and Silver, who have been indicted and charged and convicted of serious crimes and public corruption and fraud and bribery. But when I was doing some research on Governor Cuomo, I found this from the New York Post. I recall back in 2013, and Stephen would probably be familiar with this, the Moreland Commission. The Moreland Commission was set up by Cuomo and to look at public corruption, campaign financing, corruption in elections. And what's interesting about it is that, well, did the Moreland Commission not do its job, or did it do its job too well? So at any rate, reading now from the New York Post and actually revamping the article a bit, and the Post said this: Governor Cuomo's political interference with his Moreland Commission's panel's investigation of public corruption pulled from one of the biggest open secrets at the state capitol. The governor is a liar, and almost anything he promises will turn out to be false. Cuomo's betrayal of major pledges is well known. The promise to cut taxes in a meaningful way, encourage job creation without government handouts, reduce local mandates, conduct public work transparently, and have science, not politics, determine if fracking can be done safely. But it wasn't until Cuomo violated his number one pledge to rid New York of the culture of corruption that has dominated Albany for decades that the full extent of his betrayal of the public became clear. People who have known Cuomo for years, including some who go back to the days he served as the thuggish chief enforcer of his father, then Governor Mario Cuomo, say they aren't surprised Cuomo's penchant for lying has finally exploded in full public view. Now, that's from the New York Post. You're not going to see those kind of assertions in the New York Times, because obviously they want to see Cuomo elected to a third term. But he is a thoroughly disreputable character.
How many terms can somebody serve as governor of New York?
Well, that is a good question, and it's one that just before the show started, I had asked, or actually Stephen had asked me about. I don't know. I'd like to do some research on that. Now, I do know that, if we recall, remember Mayor Bloomberg, he served two terms, and apparently that's all that a New York mayor can serve. But then with his money, he was able to corrupt, I guess, the city commissioners, and they decided to revamp the rules and regulations and codes and ordinances of New York to allow him to run for a third term. Apparently, the governor of New York can run for a third term.
Roger, I just found out there are no term limits in New York
there
State for governor running for governor. So we need to – that's another topic we're going to have to address now. That's wrong. That's something very wrong.
All right, so he can – so he could basically serve
for life. Yeah, as long as we don't have a viable challenger, and that's something we should be looking at. And I invite, Bill, all your listeners to keep in touch with Arbalest Quarro and Ammoland and, of course, Lock and Load, because we are going to do a series of articles on this character
Andrew Cuomo, and how he will continue to ruin New York State and lawful gun owners and people like us who believe in our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and our free republic, but not only impact New York State, but how he is a viable threat to our nation if his aspirations to become president become fruitful. And that's why I started out by saying how important it is to vote, because I do believe that if we don't get out and vote and we don't vote right, the Democrats will impeach President Trump. I don't think there's any question about it. If the Republicans don't maintain control of the House and the Senate, that is their main goal, because he is their only real threat. Think about all the good that he's done. And if you want to just narrow it down to one subject, one topic that all of us listening tonight could agree upon, because even though we are like-minded, sometimes even we ourselves will disagree on some things, but I will go the long stretch. I will say that every one of us listening tonight and every one of us talking tonight would like to see national carry reciprocity. We believe vehemently in our right of choice to carry a gun everywhere, anytime, without restrictions, as long as we are responsible and law-abiding. That is not going to happen if Trump is impeached, and that is not going to happen if we allow Mitch McConnell and Ryan to stop the bill in Congress that has passed and not put it on the floor of the Senate. And
Ryan can't stop it anymore, Stephen.
McConnell.
I don't know. McConnell's been sort of, he's got like one third of a spine right now. I'm waiting to see if they genetically grow the rest of it so that he can have all of it at one time. Because he's been doing some interesting things regarding Kavanaugh, which is another thing that has them really, really frightened. And I will say, you guys probably want to listen to the third hour, because in the third hour, I've got one of the lawyers representing Mr. Young in Young versus the State of Hawaii. So that case might bring us national carry reciprocity. But that's all beside the point. Arbalest Quarrel, you can find them at arbalestquarrel.com. Featured writers at ammoland.com and, you know, featured guests right here every Wednesday. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
USA Radio News.
Today in Arlington, Virginia, the Army returned the dog tags to the sons of a soldier missing from the Korean War. Charles McDaniel's dad went missing from the Korean War when he was 3 years old.
We didn't expect this. We've had a few days. Suddenly, we were contacted by the Department of the Army, and they said, "We've found one dog tag, and it's your father's."
Tuesday ended without clear results in a special election that was being held in Ohio's 12th Congressional District. Right now, it looks like that race will come down to provisional and absentee ballots. And in Kansas, the governor's race also is too close to call. Mike Allen is a political reporter with Axios Politics. He boils down now what basically every election is about.
Every election is a Trump election. And, Dana, the funny thing about this is both sides think that this works for them.
Today, the Dow Jones was down 45 points to close the day at 25,583. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. I'm trying to find something to illustrate what my guys from Arbalest are saying. This is from the Governor's State of the State Address. I think this is a little bit better audio. If it isn't, then we're just going to give this one up. Let's just see what we got.
I know that the issue of gun control is hard. I know it's political. I know it's controversial. But we are proposing today common sense measures. And I say to you, forget the extremists. It's simple. No one hunts with an assault rifle. No one needs 10 bullets to kill a deer. And too many innocent people have died already. End the madness now. Pass safe. Reasonable gun control in the state of New York. Make this state safer. Save lives. Set an example for the rest of the nation. Let them look at New York and say, this is what you can do, and this is what you should do. This is New York, the progressive capital. You show them how we lead.
You guys got a lot of lemmings hanging out with the governor, don't you, there, Stephen?
We've done it before. We can do it again.
You have to excuse me. I've got to go to the bathroom and throw up. Heil Hitler. Heil Hitler.
Why is it always, is there, I know there's a lot of hunting in upstate New York. Is Cuomo a hunter or something? I mean, why do we always go to the deer? To the deer comparison, because the Second Amendment is about killing politicians who become tyrants. It has nothing to do with me going out and hunting Bambi.
the old expression, there are people that got bit by a dog, so they hate dogs.
Right.
But I think that he's picked this platform because he realizes that there are a lot of people in New York City, and as I said before, the cities like Buffalo and cities with a population used to handouts by government that vote Democrat, and you know, they feel that there's no need personally for them to have a gun. They think that they're going to call 911 and be protected. You know what's a perfect example of how come that's not working? Let's look at Chicago. They're actually looking to get rid of Emmanuel, Victor Emmanuel. The crime rate is soaring. The homicide rate is soaring. And who does it hurt? It hurts the blacks. It hurts the minorities. It hurts more of the poor people who are victimized more by their own kind. And these gun laws are actually discriminatory against blacks, against minorities, against women, and against the poor, because they don't qualify for the strict requirements of a permit. And a perfect example is the New York City licensing system. If you own a big business, or you're a big shot, let's use that word, a big shot, you have some influence, you can get a carry permit. As long as, of course, you have a clean record, legally, you can get one. I mean, we're in the cusp of a major federal investigation for corruption of the police department taking money and giving out permits that were not supposed to be given out because they were not qualified. But you can get a permit if you're somebody. We'll use that term. Yet the average person can't, and certainly the poor guy in Harlem or Bedford-Stuyvesant in Brooklyn, the minority, a woman can't walk into a precinct and say, "Officer, I decided I want to carry a gun for self-defense." We'll protect you. I want an application. I want to apply for a carry permit. Sorry, you don't qualify. And so it's perplexing to me to know that. But I've been experiencing this for, over 35 years and actually my whole lifetime living here. That's the issue that's not brought about in the mainstream media. And that's the issue that's not brought to its head. And that, I think, would turn a lot of people around if they actually thought about what we're talking about now.
Yeah. Do we know yet what the compliance rate was with the assault weapon registration that went on that apparently everybody stayed home for? Do we know how? Because that's something they have suppressed. They've never put that out there, that that was one big part of the whole scheme that has been a very resounding failure. They just have never publicized the percentage of what they believed.
Yeah, the silence is deafening on that. And it is a curious thing. Obviously, there are hundreds of thousands of people, at least tens of thousands of people, that do have AR-15 style semi-automatic weapons, and they will not register them. Let's call it civil disobedience in a very positive vein in support of one's exercise of their Second Amendment right. And there is no publicity on that, but clearly the amount of money that would have to be spent and the number of state police officers that would have to be involved in going after tens of thousands of New Yorkers, they would be doing nothing but that. So the whole thing apparently has fizzled out. Nonetheless, we still hear all this talk constantly and incessantly about the need to curtail, or even do away with the Second Amendment. And it's a curious thing. When I was preparing for this evening's discussion, I was thinking of talking about a topic, let's say fake news, and which we've done in the past, and so-called hate speech. And really, what is hate speech? And I was looking at a statement by a great justice of the Supreme Court, perhaps the greatest, certainly one of the greatest, Oliver Wendell Holmes. And he said in one case, every idea is an incitement. So basically, what is so-called hate speech to one person
is perfectly reasonable a presentation of an idea to another. But reading in the newspaper the other day, I was rather distressed to hear that you've got the big tech companies like Google and Apple and Amazon, and they're basically curtailing Alex Jones and his InfoWars, many of his videos. And clearly, this is an attempt to censor speech. And let me give you an example of true hate speech as I see it. Any attempt to attack the Second Amendment of the United States Constitution. And this case that the NRA filed against Cuomo really points to, I think, a First Amendment issue, as well as the illegitimacy of a government using boycotts to attempt to constrain premier civil rights organization, the first civil rights organization. And yet we are told that the NRA, according to the radicals, is a terrorist organization. And Cuomo himself uses the expression extremist. Now think about that for a moment. Is that not hate speech? How could a organization that is devoted for no other purpose than to support the Bill of Rights, created, codified...
Let me get you to hold right there. Let me get you to hold right there. We'll be right back. My guests are the guys from Marvelous Quarrel. This is Lock and Load. Here
most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product risk-free. Free money back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon, so visit MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Radio studio, this is Lock and Load. I am talking with the guys from Arbalest Quarrel who have a tall order to fill because they've got to, you're basically trying to uneducate and then re-educate a bunch of people that think Cuomo is just the stuff. I mean, there's a bunch of deluded people that think he is just the stuff, don't they?
Yeah, but you know what, Bill? If I may be a little jealous before we hand the reins over to Roger, sure. May I have a half a minute?
Well, you know, you can
half
ask
a minute.
For that.
You can have several minutes. Oh, thank you. All right. You know what? During the break,
hang on a minute, Stephen. Let me ask Roger a question.
Sure.
You just hang on. So when Stephen asks for half a minute, it really is several minutes, isn't it, Roger?
True. No, when he's not. It
go
may
for
be a minute or two.
Go for it.
It may be a minute or two, but it's
go
no more
it.
Than eight.
Okay, stop
okay.
talking about it. Tell me.
During the break, everybody, my friend Vinny and his wife and Lucy, we were talking, and his daughter, Vinny's daughter, came up with a very good answer to a question. I sure. said, what can we do that we're not already doing to get more people to vote, and to vote for someone other than Cuomo in our state, and to get our mayor out of office, and get a U.S. senator in office, and get these other hooples out, Schumer, et cetera. And she came up with the right answer. The first thing we have to do is go to our election board and register to vote. So if every one of us just got one other person, grabbed them by the hand, and said, come with me, let's go to the election office, or do it electronically if you can today, I don't know, I would do it the old-fashioned way, let's get you registered, and then educate them on how to vote, then that's another vote.
That's true.
The point is that people tend to be basically lazy. They will not get up out of their seat to do anything unless there's a good reason to do that.
And there is a good reason. And, Roger, what could be a better reason than to face Trump getting impeached or whatever state you live in, your constitutional rights being taken away, having open borders, open immigration, less jobs, everything that Trump is accomplishing taken away with a stroke of the pen? That is not a good reason.
But no, Stephen, you're occupying a world based upon logic, and we live in a world where not too long ago we had the Tide Pod Challenge amongst the young people, and right now the big challenge is it's a song by Drake, and you get out of your car while it's in idling down the road, and you dance beside it. And there's been a few cars just drive off, and people are doing this and filming it, sticking it up there on these challenges. So when you get out there and you try to go all Spock with some of these PVR hipsters, and I don't know any other way to put it, but when you go that way, it's just not going to work, Stephen. You got to find another tack, Stephen.
All right, I'll be thinking about it. Go ahead, Roger.
Yeah, I do want to point this out. Again, another quote, and this comes from the New York Times versus Sullivan, a major 1964 case. But what is interesting about it is that the U.S. Supreme Court actually quoted from an opinion by a state Supreme Court judge, a state Supreme Court of Kansas, in a case that actually goes back to 1908, 110 years ago. And the trick of it is, first of all, that the press does allow for an exchange of ideas across the spectrum, and not simply attempt to lord it over people with the idea that Cuomo and the progressives and the Antifas and whatever they do is somehow for the benefit of the country, even though it's the end of the country as we know it. But at any rate, this state Supreme Court judge said this: "It is of the utmost consequence that the people should discuss the character and qualifications of candidates for suffrage. The importance to the state and to society of such discussion is so vast, and the advantages derived are so great that they more than counterbalance the inconvenience of private persons whose conduct may be involved in occasional injury to the reputations of individuals must yield to the public welfare, although at times such injury may be great. The public benefit from publicity is so great and the chance of injury to private character so small that such discussion must be privileged." And those words by an individual well before the computer error back in 1908 is as true today as it was back then. The truth has to come out about what these progressives want: to destroy our borders, to basically bring in tens of billions of unassimilable people, to destroy our Bill of Rights, to destroy the Second Amendment. And it's necessary to talk about these people. Otherwise, we're going to get a joke on the order of this Ocasio Cortez, who knows next to nothing about domestic policies and law, and even less about foreign law, and yet she would dictate communist principles and socialist principles to the rest of us, telling us all the while how it is that we ought to give up our Bill of Rights and the Constitution of the United States. Look, she is a joke, but she is now going to sit as a congressional representative simply because she
did
got.
She won the election?
She won. Well,
she won the primary, right?
Well, the primary, but it's only what, a few thousand votes, and yet if more people had stopped to think of what they are giving up by figuring that watching, dancing with for the stars or with the stars is more important than going out to vote, they're going to lose their country. And I have to say this, one last thing, and I'll turn it over to Stephen. It is absolutely critical that people living in Western states thinking that they are free from the influence of people like Californians on the West Coast or those in Connecticut, Massachusetts, or New York on the East Coast. This guy, Cuomo, intends to rally a number of states to push for his New York State Act and eventually get enough support that it becomes the law of the land. And we cannot...
How does it become the law of the land?
I'm sorry?
Well, I mean, he's going to get New Jersey. Sure, he'll get New Jersey. Right now, they've got a little badminton match from hell going on between California and New York, who's got the mostest gun control. So, of course, California might go that way. Possibly Washington State, Maryland, Illinois. It's the same states that we have right now. But the problem is, they've already pretty much got that anyway. I mean, I don't know how you get up there and say, well, we're going to make it so bad for gun owners to live in a state that I'm going to tell them on TV to get out if they live here. And then you go and say, and we're going to make it worse for you. And now we're going to get tough. So, you know, they can go out and have these little confabs they want and everything. But I'm not thoroughly convinced. Cuomo getting out and trying to go for a national election, that would be hilarious when he gets out on the campaign trail. That would be, the Democrats would be begging to resurrect Hubert Humphrey at that point. I mean, if he gets out there, that would be the thing. So, anyway, we're about to run out of time. This is a fascinating conversation. We ought to do this again next week.
Sorry, Stephen.
Ding-a-ling-a-ling, time's up.
Time's up. ArbalistQuarrel.com. You can find them at ArbalistQuarrel.com as featured writers at Amoland.com. This last article that's out there, this is getting passed around a lot. This is an issue. We should go after every one of the states that are not the problem are not the problem. We need to help the states that have the problems. And New York State is one that I need to be walking around the streets carrying a Glock. So that's
Amen.
My goal. That's
Amen.
My goal. Thank you for joining me, fellas.
Thanks a lot.
All right. Coming up next is podcaster and writer Rob Morse. Now, number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life. I wish I would have known because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I beg my pops water, tossing all the wisdom he shared.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. Designed by a U.S. Army sergeant. After a deployment in Iraq, this is Sheath Underwear. Sheath is a high-performance, high-functioning underwear. Segmented where it counts, reducing irritation and chafing. At home, in the car, on the field, in competition, or in combat. Sheath Underwear keeps you cool and allows you to focus on the task at hand. Sheath Underwear is dedicated to health, fitness, and style. Sheathunderwear.com. It will change the quality of your day-to-day life.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.